Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show truly designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that has two co-hosts that are just phenomenal, KJ and Niles. Are you there?
Yes.
Hey, hey. Yes. Happy hump day.
We came in on time today. There we go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, today, we got a lot of things going on, guys. We got a wonderful principle, at least I think it's a wonderful principle about changing time. It's now time, changing your mindset. And of course, we have Niles that does what he does so well, whether he's coming at us with a monologue or a poem. And then, of course, we got KJ that just lets us know what's going on and the need to know in the now. And we want you guys to be interactive with us because it's a show that is designed with you in mind, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I've done a lot of thinking about this principle, guys, today. I swear to you, I've just been on pins and needles. And when I'm thinking about changing your mindset, you know, now is the time to do it. I want to kind of remind us all that to change your mind simply means to think differently. It's like undergoing a transformation. And with that, I kind of noted four steps to guide us, you know, with the change. And you got to be honest with yourself when you're using these four steps. You got to ask yourself, why the need to change? Why the need to think differently?
I mean, that thinking differently allows time to also it just helps us become a better person.
Oh, God, absolutely. Absolutely. And when you're thinking, you know, is how you've been thinking really benefiting you right now? That's another step that you're going to use when you're just writing down these things of, you know, why do I need to change my mindset? My mindset. You're asking yourself, you know, why the need? And you answered that. So how you've been thinking, is it benefiting you right now?
Can you guys hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. We were having some technical.
Okay, sorry. The audio was going in and out. Audio was going in and out. But how is it benefiting you right now? But you know, life is all about and you know, preparation. So not just focusing on right now, but will your actions heed fruit? You know, in the future. So you know, we have to focus on now, but we also have to prepare for tomorrow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you totally. Then, you know, the third step on changing your mindset is committing yourself to the work needed for changing your mindset. So when you're committing yourself to the work, KJ, what do you think about that particular process, or even is it a process?
To research into that process, once you assess the topic quickly, you have to go in and develop a plan about that plan. So let's say you have a bad temper. From there, you would assess the situation. All right, cool. And then create steps of how to get over this temper, then go ahead and execute.
I agree wholeheartedly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then having a bad temper, you know, just for an example, that not just affects, you know, those around you. So, you know, we're also making these augmentations and these changes, you know, not just for the betterment of ourselves, but you never know how you're influencing and impacting other people.
You better believe it. Absolutely. And then the fourth and final, again, there are so many steps that you can take, but I'm merely mentioning the ones that I thought were very beneficial for me, and they're working. The fourth one, of course, live gratefully. You hear people say, be grateful, but when you're living gratefully, you really do have a deep appreciation for everything, your relationships, your relationship with God, your family, the people around you, your circumstances in your life. You're just grateful.
Yeah. And that goes with understanding, you know, how blessed.
Yes.
Every day that you know, God gives you, you know, a chance to breathe, you know, waking you up. You know, those are different opportunities. You know, those are different, you know, things that you can seize, you know, to not just continue on with, you know, your purpose and legacy. But once again, you know, that's another day to influence, to inspire and encourage, you know, those around you. So for sure.
Absolutely. And with that said, I mean, it just makes for a better life, I would say. It makes for a better life.
Yes, quality of life is important.
And I am learning that to be true. I don't know about you guys, but this has really been a mind-boggling experience. And yet, I'm grateful, but I have truly learned so much during the Safer at Home. I kid you not.
Yeah, you learn a lot about yourself. You know, it gives you more time to, you know, see what's going on in the world. Connect with those around you. Connect with those inside your home. But more importantly, connecting with yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, so this is a great time. Yeah, this is a great time to, you know, self-evaluate, you know, assess. And like I'm using this time.
So that's right.
That we come back, you know, in a better position. And that's exactly what you're talking about. You have to change your mindset. So, yeah, you have to commit yourself to whatever it is, you know, that you're pushing for consistently. And sometimes you have to remind yourself. So it's an everyday process. Some days you may not feel like doing certain things, but you understand that if you do those activities or whatever it may be today, it will yield certain results. Prepare for today, but also prepare for tomorrow. So it's all about, you know, committing yourself and executing that action plan.
Even the steps that you went over on today, Dr. Tanji, perfectly can be used during this time we're at home to change your mindset, because who knows how long I'm going to be under this quarantine, but
right.
Still, this is a perfect time to develop and grow.
Right. And then, you know, just as a precursor, KJ,
you can, you know, use the time wisely.
Absolutely. Just as a precursor, and I say this because there are times when you are deliberately changing your mindset. If you think that you're falling behind, or you're not really where you want to be, or you're not doing it like you thought you should, it's okay. Be gentle with yourself. You know, it's okay. I think sometimes when we have a goal or a plan of action in mind and we miss the mark just a little bit, it does not mean that, you know, we're off kilter. It just means that, hey, we perhaps slow down and do it this way instead of that way. So don't be so, I guess, stoic in your plan of action. We're going to get there.
Yep, and I would like to add, you know, be gentle with yourself, but do not coddle yourself. You know, being gentle and then coddling yourself are two different you know, very different things. So, you know, I feel like sometimes coddling doesn't, you know, yield those positive results. If anything, sometimes it can hold you back. And sometimes we can make excuses for ourselves, our actions and our feelings, but that does not take us, you know, that doesn't move us a step forward. You know, being gentle with your process, you know, the ins and outs of the process, what comes along with it, but you're also moving forward and moving along and not making excuses for yourself.
Okay. And I can agree with that.
No coddling.
Dr. T, if you had to apply this principle to a real life situation, what would you do? Could you give us like an example?
I'm glad you asked, because I have done this over and over. You know, I said on one of the previous shows that I truly have to die daily. And I wasn't just saying it because it sounded good. I literally have to die to old ways of thinking and old modalities of doing things every day. So let's say, for instance, if I were committing myself to the work needed for my change, to change my mindset, I know I would get up an hour early every morning. And in this particular hour early space, I'm not checking my emails. I'm not looking at any social media outlets. I'm not looking at the news, no kind of reports. I'm sitting there with my cup of coffee, with my pen in hand, and I'm listening for the voice of God. And it's in those moments, in that hour time span, where I'm getting my instructions. I take 20 minutes every day and I do what's called mindless thinking. And in that mindless thinking, I'm not thinking about anybody, any circumstance. I'm just being. I'm being quiet. And there's nothing wrong. And there, you know, when I first started doing this, I had to tell my family that there's nothing wrong. I need to get my mind right. You know, I want to make certain that I'm presenting not just my best self, but my real self. You know, I don't want to be that person that has a self for home and then has a self for you and has a self for Niles and a self for people who maybe don't know me. You know, I'm that's hypocrisy. I don't want to live my life like that. So to answer your question, I literally got up and did something. I said I wanted to commit myself. So that was a commitment for me.
Do you feel like your best self should be or is synonymous with your real self?
Oh, God, absolutely. It goes back to, you know, my truth. When people say that, and I'm not against, you know, society, but in societal, you know, trends, but I don't even understand what that means. There's only one truth, and it's His truth. When you're living in His truth, then it's your truth. You know what I mean? So, yeah, to answer that question, absolutely. They're one and of the same. My thoughts there. Okay.
Gotcha. But, you know, how do you find your real self, though? Because sometimes it is, you know, a bit difficult to find your, not even just because it may not always be appreciated by those around you.
That's a really maybe good question.
Yeah, because maybe the environment that you're in or the people that you're around, you know, maybe, you know, they may not understand you or they may not appreciate who you're, you know, who you are, you know, on a real level. So I don't know. It's tough because I've been in those situations before where like there's a lack of comfort. So you're afraid to show your actual self based on how others will perceive you or how they don't receive you.
You remember, and KJ, you help me with this. Once KJ and I got together and we were going over some analytics, and he said to me, I want you to start thinking of yourself as a superhero. Help me with that, KJ. I said, superhero, I don't get it. But he made it in such, he discussed it in such a way that literally by the time he and I were done dialoguing and doing what we, you know, had gathered to do, I literally had a change of mind on how, you know, I saw myself. So it's not necessarily important. And I hear me when I say this. What people think and say about me, if they say nice things and they think nice things about me, I don't believe it. Because what people say horribly about me, and you know, I don't believe it. So if you stay in the middle, you're never kind of adhering to, I guess, what folks think. You're grateful, you know, thank you so much, but it's like, I'm not really doing it for you. I'm actually performing for an audience of one. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And with that, you know, go ahead, KJ.
Okay. We see you, KJ. Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
It kind of goes into like, we're all like corrupted. We're all corrupted by what people say. If you get good compliments, you feel prideful. If we get bad compliments, you it's not going to phase you, and then you can still remain who you are. Now, for granted, that's challenging. That's really challenging to not be affected by what people say, because we're all human, we're all complex, and our emotions can go wild on occasion. But if you are grounded and just like remain and just constantly remind yourself, like, look, no matter what people say, they're only seeing this one side of me. I'm not really being who I truly am in different environments, but I know that I'm only performing for that one person. That's my thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that goes along with not living for validation, because if, you know, you live for validation, then you also would die by validation. Okay. And it's just, it will never be enough, and you will never be enough for others, regardless of how you try to, you know, please them. So, you know, throw validation out the window. And when I say that, I'm not there acting like that's easy to do, because I feel like we all struggle with, you know, with that from time to time. You know, we all want to be complimented. We all want to be, you know, told like, oh, I love your outfit today. Who put it together? That came from your mind? Oh, man, you're so awesome. You know? But, you know, you have to put it all in perspective, though, you know, because if you don't, like I said, you will live and die by validation and compliments and so on. And, you know, always be looking to people to approve of you. And that's just not a good position to be in. And I'm sure that we've all been there. I've been there. I'm not sure if KJ and, you know, everybody has. Yeah. But I think we all experienced that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? We have.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, KJ, what's going on, man? What are we doing?
Sorry, guys. The volume is going in and out. Bear with us. We're having a Teddy Riley moment.
You know what I'm learning about all of this? I kid you not. As grateful as I am for technology, and when it works, it works. But man, when it doesn't work, oh my gosh. You just keep going. That's the beautiful thing about this show. You know, I really would welcome our listeners to stay interactive with us. You know, we've got this idea of how to help, but if you, the listener, don't tell us, you know, what you're in need of, then there's no way we can actually help. And that is what we are here to do. We're here to encourage. We're here to inspire. So by all means, stay interactive with us at Dr. Tanji Show, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and hey, let us hear from you.
Yeah, and call in too. Okay, we want to hear your voices. We want to see and hear what you sound like.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah. So,
what's going on in the world? It's
everything is going on in the world.
Y'all know it's Earth Day today. Happy birthday, Earth.
You know, that? You know why?
Thanks for the reminder.
I know, right?
I didn't know that until he mentioned it.
But it's important, you know.
And it's really interesting during this time because under quarantine, a lot of the animals are coming back into their environment and into our environment. Like in Venice Canal, there are jellyfish that are swimming. In Thailand, monkeys are just running the streets. Coyotes have been sighted.
Are you serious?
And what rats are eating each other.
Oh yeah, no.
That's real though. Like they're starting to eat each other because a lot of the restaurants are shutting down, so they don't have the food sources anymore.
Oh,
so they're turning to each other, and they eat the tail first. It's crazy.
Oh come on, Niles, are you serious?
I'm being serious. I saw a video the other day, and it said the rats are turning to eating each other because a lot of the restaurants and food sources are you know closing down and have shut down because of you know the corona and not being able to cover the expenses.
Wow.
So the food that they throw outside and that ends up on the streets and the dumpsters, they don't have access to that anymore. So they're turning to each other. So it's cannibalism.
Oh my gosh!
And because they normally fed on tourists eating them. Now there's lots of tourists in Thailand. Now monkeys are just like gassing all over the food. It's really interesting. Even animals that we don't think that are relying on us, they are relying on tourism. Also, I don't know if you guys tuned in to the artist performance for Benefit that was funded, that was helped to benefit all the first responders of COVID-19. There was Lady Gaga performing, Camila and Shawn Mendes, Ed Sheeran, John Legend, they were all performing all to raise money on combat the pandemic. So that was really interesting on the artist part, just to use your voice to bring something positive.
Absolutely. You know, that makes me think about, we had this guest on the show, as you remember, Dr. J, he has groups like Confunction and the Barquets and Climax. These may be old funky groups, but he's doing a benefit concert for On Demand for the pandemic as well. And it just reminded me when you said about all of the other artists that kind of put, you know, lent their names and their talents to assist, he's doing something, you know, on a local front. And I think we definitely want to get behind that and support.
That sounds like a good lineup. That sounds like a funky show.
I know, right?
A funky show.
Also, one more thing. Mm-hmm. Quick shout out to my mom. Her birthday is this Friday. Just want to give her a shout out. And love you, mom.
Hey, there we go.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Powell.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And, you know, guys, I've got a birthday Tuesday, too. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to kind of jump on that. But, yeah, man. So
she's turning 17. Okay.
How do you know? Man, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know? I'm excited about turning 17 again.
Man, we can hear the youthfulness in your voice. That's why.
Thank you, sir. I resemble that remark.
Yes, sir. So I think it's time for another segment of Artist Appreciation. Mm. And for those of you who don't know what Artist Appreciation, it is when we appreciate the artist and the artist gets to share his art. And the day that is brought to you again by me, this is the second week that we're doing it. So open your ears, your hearts, and minds, because I'm about to share some art. Okay. All right. Usa.
You got this guy.
All right. I remember back in the day when Pac and Biggie was spitting, it was written, Flesh of my flesh, DMX, his song slipping. I had a vision I can make it to Hollywood, sitting back and debating because they told me I never could. I paint pictures with a pen, writing rhymes with deep lines, keep trying, success I define. Pick up a pen, put down the tab. Some people hustle to others who sniffing white lines. Will people ever change in due time? And I just want to make it through time. Are you ready for the second part? All right. Okay. Now, last year, everybody had something to say. Either he crazy, negative, skinny, cocky, or gay. Well, I have to say, since TJ passed away, living life for yourself, there's a price to pay. He was only 21, his mother's only son. We were so proud of him, but the good die young. Looking at the casket, thinking to myself, and wishing this was last year, because this is your last year. I shed tattoo tears for Khalifa. He was only 19. He left the scene. Right now, he's living with the king. I guess I'll see you in my dreams. So it seems. All right.
You know, I kid you not, Niles. Every time, and I mean this from my heart, you really are showing another side that I absolutely love. I welcome. And it's encouraging because, hey, I didn't know you had it in you, man.
And now it's right there. Go ahead, killing it. Coming out into LA.
Oh, what you killing it? Oh, yeah, man. I'm about to hit a year soon. So, yeah.
Wow.
I'm still dipping my toes in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Congratulations, good heart.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, all right, yeah. Guys, let's move on to the life. Now let's apply this principle. Time to change the mindset. So the question that Nas and I came up with were, how do we handle fear? And how do we stabilize the fear? Now, if we take the time real quick.
How do we
fear?
Yeah,
how do we deal with fear? Because it's always in front of us. We always have obstacles. We always have, like, a barrier in front of us. How do we deal with that? How do we process it? Because some people yield to it, and some people right. look at fear in the face, and they say, you know what? I don't even around fear, okay? So, like, how do you develop, you know, the mindset as we're speaking on? You know, how do we develop the mindset to push through that barrier? Because it's so easy to fall to fear.
Yes. Yes, it is. It truly, truly is. And, you know, I go back to, and I have to go back to my point of reference, guys. And for me, my point of reference really is, one, my relationship with our creator. And then two, his written word. And when you're applying that relationship, what that means to you, knowing that no matter whatever you go through, no matter what you're faced with you, he's got you, and that his word, now, one of the promises that he makes is that his word will not return unto him unfulfilled. So in my mind, when I know that, I'm literally able to move, because there have been times, like for instance, coming out here, you know, how do you walk away from everything that you know as the norm to coming to a place mm-hmm. where you, like, you don't know anybody, you don't even know where you're going to live. You're thinking that all of my struggles are behind me, only to discover that, oh man, damn, I got more struggles over here. So it's like, no matter what, that 300-pound Rottweiler known as fear, as much as he can bark, as much as he tries to chase you, he can only go so far if he's on a chain. And two, you realize that 300-pound Rottweiler didn't even have teeth. So you're running from something that has no teeth. All he can do is lick you. And two, there's only so far he can go because he's on a chain. So how do you handle fear? Imagine that fear is a 300-pound Rottweiler. I kid you not. That is really how I seriously break down something that I've got to do that I don't know how the outcome is going to be. Does it make sense? I know it sounds crazy, but it works.
Yeah. Like, I just for that 300-pound Rottweiler, like, once you go up to it and actually face it, it might not be as scary as you thought it would. I thought it was. So I get that. I get that, the 300-pound dog with no teeth. Because as Rottweilers, you know, as we know them, they're like, man, those things can really bite you and gnaw at you and so on. But, you know, to actually just walk up to it and say, you know what?
Yep.
Regardless of how things appear, I'm going to continue to push forward and move forward. And then once you're in it, you're like, I can handle this. I can manage this.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
But, I see you, KJ. You look like you want to chime in on that. What do you, how do you handle fear?
I was going in and out. So like, I'm just staying put because I don't want to jump on people's toes. But, so I think, fear is really interesting. I think I brought this up last week, but if I didn't, I'll have it in a private conversation. Our imagination. So, are we going to, you have a choice. Are we going to imagine a positive outcome or a negative outcome?
Mm-hmm.
A mind is a powerful buffer.
Yes.
And you have to see that. Fear doesn't really exist but in our head, not someone else's head.
Okay.
So if we can capture the fear in our head and turn it into something positive between the brain, then we'll cook more oil. Because when we're grief, then that's when our mind becomes active. That's how we can change our mind to a positive direction.
Okay. I like that. Nicely spoken.
And also, Pitbull came out with a song called "I Believe That We Will Win," and he talks about fear in it the entire time. So y'all check that out on Spotify.
Yeah.
We're talking about dogs a lot today. We're talking about Rottweilers and pit bulls and all that.
Why did I know you would say something? Why? How did I know that?
I don't know. We hey man. But like what do you say to the folks who are approached by fear and who get paralyzed?
I say breathe.
Because it does happen. Fear can paralyze you.
Oh,
like you think so much. Yeah. And to the point where like you just don't move at all. And like that's not good either, because basically you're not going anywhere. You're just staying stagnant in the same spot. No movement forward, nothing.
Yep.
Even if you move backwards, at least you can learn from that lesson of moving backwards and then move forward. But if you're just staying in the same spot, you're not learning anything.
So is it safe to say that you can't do this thing called life by yourself? I mean, think about that thing. You cannot. So to answer your question about, you know, people that are listening that may just be paralyzed, you got to realize that I can't do it by myself. You can't do it alone. Don't try to do this, especially now in this climate. Don't try to do any of these suggestions or any of these principles by yourself. Don't.
True.
Yeah. Absolutely not. No man is an island. So definitely get with someone. And I really have to use this as a caveat. Seriously. If you find yourself in a position where, or a disposition where you need professional help, you need someone to talk to, please don't think that you've failed in life or you're stuck. It just means that you're so wise and you're so smart that you know bringing in someone who is really trained in the area that you need assistance in, they're going to be right there for you. So telehealth now. And I love the fact, you know, I know a lot of people don't agree with our president, and I sometimes can pull out my hair with some of the things he says, but for him literally lifting the federal mandate where we can now get telehealth, telemedicine in the comforts of our own homes, and Medicare, Medicaid, your insurance will pay for it. That is major. That has never happened before. So take advantage of getting some assistance if you need help, if you need someone to talk to. So you ask that question about fear. That's the first step, saying, hey, I need some help here.
And hopefully, you know, pride doesn't overtake you and, you know, make it so that you're not afraid to ask for help, because sometimes that's a problem too. And I'm like, it's like you said, if you don't ask for help,
then
you won't move anywhere. There's no progression. There's nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
So be mindful. We're not in this thing by ourselves. And, you know, you hear the soliloquy, we're all in this together. That is the honest truth. We really are all in this together, or we should be. And if you're not listening, you know, you're not hearing from a friend, or your friend's kind of isolating him or herself, and they're not being quarantined because of isolation or, you know, the COVID, please call your friends. Please check on them. I mean, we stress that a lot, but that really needs to be done. The numbers are startling, what's going on right now with the mental aspect of this disease. Nobody's talking, or condition rather, nobody's talking about it, but the numbers are, they're jarring. So, you know, don't mean to, you know, sound the alarm, but we got to do a better job. I don't know.
I mean, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a difficult time.
Favorite.
Okay,
there we go.
We have a question
short and sweet
from a listener, keep watching, Claire. You have a question about how much fear is a good thing?
Say it again.
How much of fear is a good thing? Can fear be good?
Can fear be? Yeah, because fear can motivate you. Fear can push you out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
You have to be pushed out of your comfort zone in order to be stretched and in order to grow. You know, you don't grow in a comfortable, you know, stable environment. Like, you think about the figures in general, they were put in some crazy predicaments and circumstances, situations where they didn't even think that they could, you know, overcome. And somehow the resources, you know, were presented to them, or they found the resources to get through that. So fear can, if you use it the right way, it can motivate you to do more and find answers that weren't there before.
Mm.
Or so.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's real good. Absolutely. Yeah. I like the part of you're saying fear, using fear as a motivator. And I would end it there. Use it as a motivator. Absolutely.
At what point does it become a hindrance?
At what point? It becomes a hindrance if you find yourself today, April 21st, you've made up your mind that you're going to do something. You're going to implement something. And you're still talking about it 6 months to 1 year about what you're about to do. I mean, that's a no-brainer. There's something that's stopping you. And I would have to go back to say, maybe you're afraid of failure, or perhaps maybe you're afraid of success. And because that happens more times than not. I was guilty of being afraid of success in 2009. I was. So at some point, you got to look back and say, I've not done anything. And it's got to be because, either one, I'm afraid. You can't be because you're lazy. I mean, you came up with the idea, the creative juices to do something different. So we know you're not lazy. Don't let it stop you from living how you're supposed to be living.
I think as human beings, sometimes we're afraid of uncertainty. You know, we always want to have, you know, control or see what's on the other side. But the only thing that is certain is that you won't go anywhere. And if you don't, you won't move forward if you don't tackle that fear, if you don't push past that fear. Because, you know, as Will Smith said, like, on the other side of fear can be success. But, you know, we want to see everything in front of us. You know, we want to be able to visualize everything. And unfortunately, a lot of times when we see things in front of us, you know, there's no reason to jump. There's no reason to leap. When you see something in front of you, when you see an obstacle, you have to hop over it to get to the other side.
And life isn't fun without fear.
That's different.
It's a different mindset. It's like there's a fog in front of you, but you know you need to get through this fog to reach your next step towards your goal. You know what? Have that fear play around with it. Guess maybe it's a positive thing out of inside the fog. I'm sorry, my connection's falling out. But other than that, it's me.
Okay.
It can be a good thing. Like, oh, this could be amazing. What's going to happen? You kind of playing the guessing game. You're using yourself to die. And that's what kind of raises the stakes. You're generating
okay. Did I ever mention to you the time that my daughter and of course my adult children arranged for me to fly in a hot air balloon? And
ooh.
Yeah, that's what I said too. Ooh. You have no idea how fearful I was. I had no idea where we were going, right? So we arrive in Paris, California, and I'm still kind of nervous. I'm thinking, oh, okay, we're going horseback riding in the fog. We, you know, long story short, we get in this air balloon, hot air balloon, right? And there are other people that didn't look like me. They had blonde hair and blue eyes. And it was kind of fascinating to be in the hot air balloon with folk that I didn't know. And going up and going up. And we hit this line called the glory line or the glory cloud. And the gentleman or the conductor or the captain of the hot air balloon begins to say excitedly, I've never gone this far up before. Oh my God. And I'm thinking to myself, oh dear God. But then I started to realize, wow, what an opportunity it is for me to look at something that I've never seen before. So for all intents and purposes, it turned out really good. It was beneficial for me, but getting to that point where I could benefit from being so high, 2,500 miles, you know, in this air, I couldn't see it on the ground. It wasn't until I actually stepped into it and expected to see something, you know, I guess I used that analogy for fear does have a way of making us stop. It has a way of making us think the what ifs. But like my beautiful co-hosts have demonstrated, it's stepping into the unknown. It's knowing that it's there, you know, and still going through the process anyway. That really does make the difference. So I do pray that each one of you, our listeners, the folk that have really just been down since day one, I pray that you do know that we do not take what we're doing lightly. We don't. And we really are applying these principles to our lives. We don't always get it right. We don't. But if we fall, we get up and we try again. And we get up and we try again. And we keep going until we know that what we're doing, it is working. It does matter. Thank you so, so very much for allowing us to be a part of your life. Thank you. Seriously, thank you for following and reaching out and DMing. And thank you. Because you make it worthwhile. Please know that. We love you dearly. And we are in this together. Monday, we're tinkling with the time. So I know KJ is going to, you know, be adamant about that time. And we look forward to hanging out and growing with you.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't forget. please don't forget, you have the ability to change your mind. Yes, you do. You can do it. And again, we don't have all of the steps, but we do know what works for us. Make up your mind that the why is just as important as the how. Commit to your plan of action and then do it. Live in the sphere of being grateful. What'd you think, KJ? Mm-hmm. Agree with that, Niall? Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't know what works for you, if you start walking towards whatever it is, then you will find out. But you won't find out if you don't start walking.
KJ. Thank you, Niles. And KJ, I know that your thoughts are really important here. With that particular principle, what say you?
KJ?
Did we listen?
I can't hear. I cannot hear at all. What did you say?
No worries. We were just wrapping up our wonderful show for today, and you were going to tell us that principle of changing your mindset. How are you going to apply that this week? Finishing up the week.
Well, I applied it yesterday, actually. I had to address some problems that were going on, so it was really, really insightful. I treat fear like I'm entering a basketball game or a football game. I'm packing myself up as I go against my fear opponent. That's what I'm doing. So yeah, that was fun.
And there you have it, folks. Please don't forget to stay interactive with us. I know I've said it a million times, but, you know, it really does matter. Knowing that you are benefiting from what we're doing here, drop us a line at Dr. Tanji Show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and we do respond. It may take us a minute to, but we do. And it's always a pleasure of just being here, transparent and ready to serve. How about that?
Yes. And thank you for tuning in with us and being patient with these audio difficulties that we experienced today. But hopefully your heart felt what we were saying, even when you didn't hear us talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And until next time, guys, what'd you say, KJ? What'd you say? Did you say bye?
I said bye-bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott.